Baseball's pennant races are heating up. The Seattle Mariners host the Anaheim Angels this weekend in a showdown for the American League West Division. The Los Angeles Dodgers visit the San Francisco Giants in a tight race in the National League West. But fans are wondering whether it will all be for naught, because in the biggest showdown of all, representatives of the team owners and the players' union have been meeting in New York to try to reach a new labor agreement and avoid another shutdown of the sport. Joining us now from New York is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, John.
Stefan, update us on the progress, if there has been any, in these negotiations between the owners and the players.
Well, a lot of it is really reading tea leaves. After a session yesterday, a representative of the owner said he was optimistic that the sides had made progress on a key issue, which is the richer teams sharing some of their revenue with the less fortunate clubs as a means of redressing baseball's biggest problem, which is this growing disparity between the big guys, the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the rest of the pack. But a lawyer for the players' union wasn't as enthusiastic. Either way, though, I think you have to look at the fact that the two sides have met three times this week. They're planning to meet every day next week, and that's a hopeful sign. It seems as if there's a sense of honest deliberation as opposed to brinksmanship.
But the players' union has been talking about setting a strike date. Shouldn't that concern fans?
Well, it really shouldn't. The players have to authorize a strike in case things deteriorate. It doesn't mean that they will strike. So as much as we'd like it not to be, it's a labor negotiation, and there are going to be some disheartening steps.
In an ominous sign for baseball, the New York Times poll released today found less than half of Americans are very interested or even somewhat interested in baseball. The owners and players aren't deaf to those sorts of reports, are they?
Well, you hope that they wouldn't be. The numbers in this poll are consistent with where the sport was during the last work stoppage. But I think you can also overdo the pessimism. Last weekend, a game that was broadcast on Fox between the Yankees and the Red Sox achieved the highest national TV rating since the Mark McGwire home run record chase back in 1998.
So it sounds like you're actually optimistic that the two sides can reach a deal.
Well, baseball's got a track record of doing the unimaginable, so don't hold me to it. But yeah, I am optimistic. I think given the overall climate in the sport, all this grumbling about players being on steroids, reports of debt-laden teams in danger of failing to meet payroll, a racketeering lawsuit that was filed recently against baseball by the former partners of the Montreal Expos, that embarrassing tie in the All-Star game, I think both sides have to do everything to make sure the games go on. Plus, the owners may appear unified, but in reality, they aren't even close. There's no unanimous sentiment among the owners that Armageddon with the players is the way to go.
So what can the two sides do to get to an agreement?
Well, I think no one is going to sacrifice very much. So I think we'll see a modest compromise at some point, and it'll be all worked out in the economic details that most fans won't understand or care about. It's not going to alleviate the problems of the weakest franchises, but it'll give the owners some relief. And I think after that, you're going to see a shakeup. I think you'll see several owners selling their teams at losses just to get out of the sport. And finally, there's one other reason I think the owners need to settle. With all the furor in corporate America over shoddy accounting procedures, the last thing that Major League Baseball wants is for its books to be opened. They've been claiming huge losses, and if it were found that they're not as big as advertised, that could be very damaging to the sport. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, John.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.